So Mary and Joseph are keeping the Jewish law and doing what is right in their community. They are taking their newborn son to the temple, and when he's just 8 days old, to be circumcised and dedicated to God. And I bet they had no idea what was going to happen when they arrived at that temple. They were just doing what was right and following God's directions by faith, the faith that they had shown all the way up to this point, which is an example to us all. They had already named Jesus, but this was like registering his name in the temple. And all Jewish people do this even to this day. In our gospel passage today, we also meet two elderly people who, before they die, Simeon and Anna, wanted to meet the Messiah. Before they died, they wanted to see God's promised Saviour. And in today's passage from Luke's Gospel, their prayers are answered. As the family came into the temple, the man called Simeon is moved by the Holy Spirit. Our reading tells us that he is a faithful believer who for his whole life had been waiting for the constellation of Israel, the relief of Israel. For centuries, the people of Israel have been waiting for God to send them a saviour. The people have been waiting for over 1,000 years. And Simeon had been waiting all his life, and many would have doubted whether the Christ would ever come. But faithful believers, like Simeon and Anna, are still confidently waiting for God's second coming, for his promise today. They're still praying for God to console and rescue his people, all the oppressed. They are still trusting that God would send his second Messiah, that Jesus will come again. So it's no surprise, but back then, that Simeon and Anna had been convicted by the Holy Spirit and were both so happy when they set their eyes on Jesus, seeing Jesus as their salvation, as he was indeed their salvation. Seeing Jesus brought them the comfort and hope that they had been waiting for. The birth of Christ meant that their dogged faith and belief had brought the promised benefits. And that's why the man took baby Jesus in his arms and praised God. He knew that he could die now in peace, and that with great hope for the future was theirs. And Simeon quotes Isaiah chapters 42 and 49 and uses two words that sum up what Jesus has come to bring, mainly salvation and revelation. The salvation of Jesus brought was the forgiveness for sins and the hope beyond the grave. And the revelation Jesus brought was the revelation of God, of God's character, of God's grace, of God's love for his people. Jesus came to replace speculation about God with precise revelation. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." But perhaps the most surprising and brilliant thing to Simeon and Anna would have been that this revelation and salvation is offered to all people. In verse 31, we are told that Jesus will reveal God in the sight of all people. And in verse 32, we learn that Jesus is God's revelation to the Gentiles, as well as the Jews, to every nation, not only to Israel. Jesus came to be saviour of the whole world, from Gideon Park to the end of Shrewby Ness. No wonder when in verse 33 it tells us that Mary and Joseph marvelled at what was said about Jesus. The coming of Christ was great news for every Christian believer in every generation. Believing God's promise does pay off in the end. Many of us are looking forward to the coming new year, some hoping that it will bring peace, or some hoping that Palace will escape relegation, or hoping that West Ham can at least get into the middle part of the table, and some hoping that Arsenal might win a cup again this year. And many will be hoping and praying that next year is better than the last. As Christians, we also await Christ's second coming, whenever it's going to be. But how should we wait? As individuals and as a church, what is the right way to wait for Christ's return? And to live our lives as we wait, what lessons can we learn from this two whole couple? And the first lesson is the importance of prayer and a close relationship with Jesus. We should commit ourselves to be faithful in prayer and in reading the Bible. The Bible and prayer must be the foundation of our whole lives as individuals and as a church. Think about joining one of our Bible study groups or prayer meetings in the coming year. Bible and prayer are essential for our growth in faith and our relationship with God. After all, how can you ever have a relationship with someone if you never talk to them? Simeon and Anna knew this truth well. In our passage, we are told that Simeon was a devout and righteous man, a man who studied the scriptures and was prayerful and open to the Holy Spirit's work in his life. And Anna too had spent her life praying and worshipping God. With our busy lives, we may not be able to devote all our time to prayer, but Anna's behaviour challenges us as to give prayer a higher priority in our lives and to make it part of our daily routine. Our passage today also tells us that Simeon and Anna did not wait for the Christ child on their own. Both of them were members of a worshipping community at the temple in Jerusalem. And the Bible tells Christians to keep meeting together. As we meet together, worship together, and hear God's word preached together, our common faith and hope will grow. It says in Hebrews, "Let's not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another." And as well as prayer, Bible reading, and mutual encouragement, there is one final way we should wait for Christ's return. Verse 27 today says, "Simeon saw Christ immediately and immediately praised God in public, allowing others to overhear him." And verse 38 tells us that when Anna met the baby Jesus, she spoke about him to everyone around her. We should do the same. Whether it's over coffee with a friend, in the pub with a friend, or simply around the dinner table at home, we can and must share our faith, our Christian hope. Jesus tells us we are to tell others about him. After all, we must remember it was his last command, "Go and tell the nations." How great would it be if God used you or me to bring other people to Christ in the year of 2018? How marvellous if our non-Christian family, friends and colleagues this year came to marvel at Jesus, just as Mary and Joseph and Anna and Simeon did. How wonderful if people we knew began to praise Jesus in 2018, like Simeon and Anna did 2,000 years ago. An easy way is to invite them to the Alpha course that we're running on Sunday evenings, starting on the 21st of January. God opened the eyes of Simeon and Anna to recognise Jesus as the baby who brought salvation. This year, may God use us to open other people's eyes to what Jesus can do and to God's wonderful love and grace for us. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your salvation and the revelation that Jesus, our marvellous Messiah, brings. Lord, we pray that you will keep us strong in faith, united in fellowship, and intentional in bringing others into a relationship with you, so all may know your love and your grace. In his name we pray. Amen. Let me just... No.